With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He's always having such a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Timmy,
yeah. Of COVID and all vaccine not
too late.
It's Timmy time.
Before we get to Bill Malusian, I was over the weekend. My daughter was talking about that Timmy Time song, and she goes, "Dad, do you remember how you got that song?" I'm like, "Yeah, I was watching Timmy Time." She goes, "Yeah, because I was watching it." She was like 6 or 7, and she dragged me in the living room saying, "Hey, look, they're saying your name on this cartoon. You should make that your theme song." And I did, and I said, "Oh, that's cool." And she said, "Well, do I get a cut?" I'm like, "A cut? A cut of what?" She goes, "Well, you know, all the money you've made on the show." I'm like, "Well, let's go to your room and I'll pointing out where you got your cut. See that bed?
There and there,
yeah.
And
see
there.
See that water? See that stereo? See that dresser? Yeah. See the carpet? Ceiling? Windows? Shower? Sink? Bathing suits? Clothes? Boom, 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 boom. You got your cut." All right. Bill Malusian's with us. He used to be a local Fox News reporter, and now he's moved on. He's over at Fox National News. He was on the Tucker Carlson show tonight. All right, Bill, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, man? Good to hear from you.
Hey, buddy, this is so great. You're on the national station now. Was that a huge bump in salary?
No, it's more exposure and it's more resources. I miss Fox 11 a lot. Don't get me wrong, but what's cool is I still get to cover LA. I'm based in LA.
Oh, that's good.
It's just on a bigger scale now. So, you know. If you know the saying, if you love what you do, you never work a day.
Sure. So you're not covering, you're covering local stories now for the big Fox National News.
Yeah. I mean, I'll have to travel anywhere, you know, basically in the Western U.S. I mean, they're sending me to the Texas border next week.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It'll be a mix, but I'm still absolutely going to be focusing on L.A.
By the way, without getting too deep into your new contract with Fox, do you have it that you have to fly first class?
No, it's
oh,
coach.
Bill, sweetheart, you didn't let me negotiate with these guys.
Oh, it's all good, man.
All right. So you got audio, and you know what's great is that people they trust you. You know that you're not going to out them and make a and get them in trouble or anything, and they trust you. I guess it's your face. I don't know what it is. They don't trust me with anything, but they sent you that audio and the video from French Laundry with Governor Newsom. And then you had the other, wasn't it you? You had that video and audio, like the Hindenburg or something, or something else happened.
No.
Something else happened. You made a big story, a big splash on something else.
Oh, the Sheila Kuehl story when
yes!
she went out to dinner.
Yes. Sheila Kuehl. Right. After saying everybody should not go into restaurants, she went into a restaurant.
Yep, that was a fun one. And she called us the Cartoon Network after that.
Oh, that's great. Okay. All right, now you've got audio from an L.A. sheriff's deputy who pulled over a woman, I believe. And again, the sheriff wasn't quite sure, sheriff of L.A. County Sheriff's Department, Villanueva, he wasn't quite sure whether it was Southwest College. Have you locked that off?
No. So I know her name. We're not releasing it just yet because we're still trying to get in touch with her and we want to be like 100% sure. However, she has been a professor at multiple schools in the LA area here over the past few years. She has a pretty weak online footprint, so I've not been able to find exactly where she's at now, but I will get to the bottom of it.
Okay. All right. So let's play the audio. This is a LA sheriff's deputy pulling this woman over because she's texting while she's driving. Is that correct?
She was recording while she was driving. She was recording him as a police officer. She was on her phone.
While she was driving?
Yeah.
I do that all the time, Rick. All right. Here's the audio. Here we go. This is Bill Malusian was sent this audio. This is an L.A. sheriff's deputy pulling this woman over while she's recording or using his cell phone while she's driving. Here we go.
I pulled you over
because you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
Murderer. You're a murderer.
He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
There you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasso?
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist.
Oh, boy.
You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right?
Oh, my God. Wow. Holy. What is the end of it here?
Using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
There you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasso.
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist.
Oh, my God.
You're always...
This is a teacher?
Ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right?
Oh, my God. Sounds like Bellio getting pulled over.
Please, that's like a Catholic nun compared to what I do. I leave cops crying.
What?
They turn in their badge when I'm done with them.
You're worse than this?
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah. Oh, Bellio, please. All right.
Do you guys want to know the kicker?
Oh, yeah.
The kicker is, after that, she called LASD's internal affairs and filed a harassment complaint against that deputy.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. How does a teacher get away with that kind of language? Well, I guess we'll see if she does, right?
The deputy's a smart guy because San Dimas Station, where he works, they don't have the body cams rolled out yet. So he invested in his own to kind of protect himself from these sort of situations. So... it's a good thing he had it because she filed a complaint on him. And the department tells me she's called in and made fraudulent complaints against other deputies before. So it's a good thing he had it and spent that money to do it because it protects him and shows what really happened there.
Right. But, Bill, if I file a if a cop files a complaint against me, arrests me for doing something, and then, the courts and the judge found out that the cop is lying, the cop can get fired for that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
that's so filing a false report, yeah.
Okay, so vice versa, does it work that way as well?
You would hope so, right? I mean, that's where we got to figure out exactly where and if she's employed with the school right now, and that's what we're working on.
Oh boy.
So you can bet when we find out where that is, that'll be the first question we ask.
You know, I always try to give people, the benefit of the doubt, like they're just having a bad day, a crazy day. But that kind of anger doesn't come up just because, your laundry isn't done at the cleaners or, you didn't get a great, milkshake at Baskin Robbins. That is some real deep-seated anger there.
No. And the full minute is over three, or the full video is over 3 minutes. She calls him a murderer over a dozen times. She even suggests that he pulled her over because he asked her, "Is this your vehicle?" And she goes, "Oh, you think it's stolen because you're jealous because she had I think it was a Mercedes or a BMW."
Oh,
she's
wow.
like, "You're asking me that because you're jealous." Just not the nicest lady, obviously. And right. I reached out to her on Friday. Every email I could find for her and every phone number I could find for her, I reached out multiple times, and I've not heard back since. It's been 3 days now, so I don't think I'm going to get a call back.
Yeah, I'm sure she just regrets the hell out of that, But, man, congratulations. So this is your first day with Fox National News, right?
Yeah. They got me drinking out of a water hose over here. It's very, very different than Fox 11, but it's a good kind of busy. I love it, and most of all, I'm happy to still be reporting here in L.A.
Right.
Are
you show specific over there or for the whole for all day?
Nope. Full network. Like tomorrow, they got me coming in at 6 a.m. to do the day shows for this stuff. So quick turnaround. But hey, it is what it is. It's all good.
Yeah. You got to at 6 a.m. You got to show up a little late and still have a little vodka on your breath. They'll stop with the morning crap.
Oh man,
that's too early, dude. You're not in morning owl, are you?
No, not at all. But yeah. It's all right. It's a big talker. If the video is going viral, so it shows kind of the climate these days that not everybody's obviously like that, but there are some folks out there who just have such animosity towards police, and not very often you get it caught on a blatant body camera like that. And good for that deputy for staying professional and keeping his cool.
Yeah. No, I think, look, I would have lost my, S if somebody, did that to me. So these guys are unbelievable, the crap they got to put up with. And again, this wouldn't have been ever recorded if he wasn't smart and didn't get his own video camera.
That's correct. Yeah. Yep. San Dimas doesn't have their cameras yet, so good move.
How do people get a hold of you social media-wise now that you're on the big talker?
All the same way. Haven't changed any of my handles. Everything's still at Bill Fox LA because I'm still Fox in LA.
Same thing. At Bill Fox LA.
Yep.
Excellent. I really appreciate coming. I know you're busy, and congratulations on the new gig.
Oh, no, thank you. Thanks for having me, and look forward to next time, my friend. Good to talk to you.
Okay, take care. All right, there he goes, Bill Malusian. And, wow, what a stud, right? Now he's opened up himself to a whole national, audience where he's just going to be flying, man. That guy's going to be huge at some point. Bill Malusian, remember that name.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.